This is Sam. Thank you for visiting Teach Bible Talks Daily Insight for May the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 and the Gospel of John 4:34. There are two verses. The first one, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Second one, John 4:34, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. End of quote. Two types of food that can make you complete, healthy and content here now and for eternity. Both of the above two verses about food are direct quotations of what Jesus said. You see, man consists of three entities, physical body, soul and spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The body is not just the one that makes up a person, it is only one of the three. Food is for our physical strength, energy and nourishment only. Jesus says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Beloved, you need the word of God, the Bible, to make your inner being, soul and spirit, strong, energized and nourished. Physical food is to the physical body, and the word of God from the Bible is to your soul and spirit, by which you would be vibrant in your relationship with God, your Creator. You see, you need both for a balanced and vibrant life. Man is mainly a spiritual being because the Bible says man is created according to God's image. Genesis 1:27 says this, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. End of quote. Bible also says, God is spirit, John 4:24. And we do communicate to God by our spirit. Hence it is cardinal to keep your spirit strong and vibrant. You see, if the food for our body is physical, what is the food for our spirit? The food for your spirit is the word of God, the scripture called the Bible. Now, how can you feed your spirit? By reading, studying, memorizing, thinking, pondering over the word of God. It feeds your soul and spirit to be strong and refreshed every day. The word of God penetrates to the soul and spirit and ministers there, according to Hebrews chapter 4. The word of God thoroughly equips you, 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. It is a lamp for your feet and light on your path, Psalm 119:105. The word of God has the power to bless you, Luke 11:28. It is flawless and shields you, Psalm 18:30. It gives light, understanding, and wisdom even to simple fellows, Psalm 119:130. Psalm 107:20 says the word of God heals you and it rescues you from destruction. And the list of the goodness of the food of the word of God goes on and on. Beloved, secondly, Jesus said in our insight today, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. End of quote. You see, it was a long, hard, and strenuous walk from Jerusalem to Samaria on that early morning for Jesus and disciples. And now the disciples went to get some food. When they came back, they asked Jesus, Rabbi, did you eat something? This is the occasion Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. To Jesus, food is mainly the word of God to do Father's will and finish the work entrusted to him. Beloved, did you ever think of food in these two terms? The word of God as the food that feeds your spirit, and the work of God as the food that he gave you to finish before you leave this planet Earth to his presence. You see, many Christians ignore the food of the word of God and become poverty-struck and malnutrition. Jesus reminds you, you need the word of God to become healthy and strong internally. You see, many ignore to see the work of God as the food God gave them to finish before you leave here. Remember, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, the work the Lord gave you is uniquely prepared for you personally. Do you know no one else would or could do it? Only you can do the work that is prepared for you to do it. And you see, it will be a thanksgiving meal offering to offer back to the loving Lord who loved you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the word of God you give to us from heaven. Help me to read, study, memorize, and apply it every day in my life. I know the Bible says the full personification of your living and eternal word is your Son, Jesus Christ. When I have Jesus, I become all sufficient for everything because Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior now. Please forgive me, wash me, and cleanse me, and help me to grow in you every day by reading, studying, and applying the Word of God. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.